and shot another glance of his red eyes at me from under the shade. But no one answered me. I waited a minute, glancing from one to the other. "If," I said a little louder, "if you will show me to this haunted room of yours, I will relieve you from the task of entertaining me." "There's a candle on the slab outside the door," said the man with the withered arm, looking at my feet as he addressed me. "But if you go to the Red Room tonight..." "This night of all nights," said the old woman. "You go alone." "Very well," I answered. "And which way do I go?" "You go along the passage for a bit," said he, "until you come to a door, and through that is a spiral staircase. And halfway up that is a landing and another door covered with baize. Go through that and down the long corridor to the end, and the Red Room is on your left up the stairs." "Have I got that right?" I said, and repeated his directions. He corrected me in one particular. "And are you really going?" said the man with the shade, looking at me again for the third time, with that queer, unnatural tilting of the face. "This night of all nights?" said the old woman. "It is what I came for," I said.